are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Lori Lightfoot's made history winning her campaign for mayor in Chicago. She's going to become the city's first openly gay and first black woman mayor, defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle in yesterday's runoff election. Hollywood celebrities Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are due in Boston federal court as the actors are scheduled to face a judge today in the massive college admissions cheating scandal. Prosecutors have charged them and dozens of other wealthy parents of giving money to a Southern California businessman who then funneled the funds through a fake charity and to coaches who helped get the celebrities' kids into elite schools. Fewer Americans are smoking cigarettes, as figures out today show sales of cigs in the country fell 8.8% last month compared to a year earlier. It follows an 8% drop in sales in February, and it was the 20th straight month that cigarette sales were down in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Many are still buzzing about a federal report that hasn't even been fully released yet.
Former FBI Director James Comey says Attorney General William Barr deserves the benefit of the doubt when it comes to releasing the findings of the Russia investigation. Comey says the probe into Russian meddling in the election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin had to be conducted.
You should have fired all of us if we didn't investigate what we learned in the summer of 2016 when we got smoke, not fire, but smoke that Americans might have assisted the Russian effort. We had to investigate that, and no serious person could think otherwise. And it was done in a serious way, and it reached a serious result that now we all ought to get transparency on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
No one was supposed to be hurt by 16 explosive devices sent to critics of President Trump, so says the Florida man who sent them. As he enters a guilty plea, Cesar Sayoc sending a letter to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. No one was injured by his devices. He said he considered them only decoy devices, and he said he's very sorry. And a new world speed record's been set by a customized car out of Fulshear, Texas. The 2006 Ford GT was modified by some professionals and went from 0 to 300 miles an hour in a one-mile stretch. Oh, oh boy. Hey, find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. You're listening to Huntington Chamber Radio. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. For the weather forecast, we have red flag warning, which I think means red flag for high chance of fire. So don't play with matches, I guess. I don't know. So sunny today, high of 63, sunny and breezy, mostly clear tonight. Thursday, partly sunny again with a high of 59. Thursday night, there's a chance of rain with a low of 38. Friday, rain likely with a high of 49. And then Friday night, rain again. Saturday, rain likely, and then breaks through with partly sunny. And Saturday night, low of 44 and partly cloudy.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 in Chamber Radio. First, I want to give a quick plug to the 10th Annual Women's Leadership Summit, which is next Tuesday, April 9th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. It's a really great day of networking and breakout sessions. We're going to have managing your personal brand using LinkedIn with Karen Yankovic, and reputation management and public relations, social media, advertising. And the keynote speaker is Megan Lamb of Cisco Systems. It's always a great day, great food, great fun, great people. So if you want to check it out, look at the website, 100inchamber.org, and look at events. It's next Tuesday, and we hope to see you there. All right, today we're welcoming my friend Aaron Foley, who is the Vice President of the Board of Directors of the National Adrenal Diseases Foundation, and April is National Adrenal Diseases Awareness Month. That's a mouthful. So welcome, Aaron. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Nicole. It's great to be back.
Great. I know. We were here with your son talking about the Kindness Club last year. That was fun.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Well, you have a very personal story about National Adrenal Disease, and so I'd like to just talk about, if you want to educate people about what that is, because I didn't really know. I think I'd heard of the adrenal gland, but really didn't know what it did. So, but obviously there's a lot to learn. So if you could kind of walk us through what your story with this disease and this foundation, please.
Yeah, sure. There's a long version and a short version, so I'm going to probably give you the shorter version.
Okay.
When I was a freshman at Penn State, I got there. I was my usual, I'm going to sign up to do everything kind of person. Continued doing that kind of stuff. And suddenly I just felt so sick all the time. I was nauseous all the time. I would be walking to class, and at Penn State, the campus is huge. So sometimes my walk to class could be like a mile and a half. So I'd be walking to class and literally just have to sit down on the curb because I felt like I was going to pass out. Or I'd be sitting in class, dry heaving, like trying to hide it. So I went home in October. I went to the doctor. The doctors at the Penn State Health Center, of course, said they called it freshman syndrome and said I was stressed out about leaving home. Cut out dairy, cut out fried foods, and like, let's see what happens. And, you know, my mom was a nurse and is a very good diagnostician. And she's like, that doesn't sound right because you were, you know, vice president of your high school class, captain of the cheerleading squad. Like, you know, just something like this would not stress me out. Right. So I went home and saw our family physician, and she didn't see anything either. So I went back to school, and I made it to Thanksgiving, losing weight. I was sleeping every second I wasn't in class. I was sleeping. And my roommates, my hallmates in the dorm would come to get me for dinner and shake me awake. And they started fighting over who had to do it because apparently when I came to, I was kind of in like a semi coma state, and I would look like I was going to kill them because I was just like coming out of complete and total unconsciousness. And so I made it to Thanksgiving. I went home, and I didn't leave my mother's family room couch for the entire weekend. And she's like, "You're not going back to school. We're going to the doctor."
Well, and they're probably saying mono, right? Oh, you just got mono, right?
Or they tested me for absolutely everything.
Okay.
Mono, I can't tell you how many pregnancy tests they gave me when...
Because you're nauseous.
Because I was, yeah, because I was nauseous. And, you know, I kept saying, that's not actually physically possible. So, but they wouldn't listen to me. So anyway, okay. And, you know, I didn't go into the hospital like right then. I think it was like they did some, and honestly, I don't remember a lot of this period in my life. Adrenal insufficiency, or, you know, Addison's disease is what it's commonly referred to, because Dr. Addison discovered it.
Okay.
but, you know, I think I had so many tests done, and then we went back to the primary care doctor to, actually to like get the results. And she was doing my blood pressure and asked me to stand up and do a blood pressure, and I collapsed in the office. So yeah. Inpatient we went, 10 days I was there, nothing. They put me on an IV. They got my, you know, electrolytes stable. They got me to the point where I wasn't nauseous so I could eat. Mm-hmm. And I was eating and I was moving around. Mm-hmm. So they discharged me with no diagnosis.
Frustrating.
Yeah. So, 3 days later, after I'm off the IV, I'm right back where I was.
Scary.
Yeah. And by this time, I'd lost so much weight and muscle mass that, like, I couldn't stand up off the couch by myself. I couldn't go to the bathroom by myself. I mean, I couldn't lift a quart of milk by myself. Like, I was.
And your mom's a nurse. So, like, she deals with, like, she must have been just freaking out.
Yeah. So, they, at some point, they, in this, like, 2 or 3 week span, they figured out, I think they were testing me for hyperthyroidism, mm-hmm. and found that I was hypothyroid, which mm-hmm. made no sense because I was shedding weight. I mean, I was down to 92 pounds, mm-hmm. And it just didn't make any sense. And so my mom pulled out her paperback Merck manual, wow. and started page by paging, right? And her best friend happens to be a physician, so she was consulting with her, like, kind of mm-hmm. constantly. Mm-hmm. And I do remember this. I remember her shaking me awake on the couch and looking at the freckles on my arms, looking at my lips, which at the time had darkened, like, freckles on them, which was kind of weird. And she's like, your freckles are darker, right, than they used to be. Like, they were, like, black. And you wow. can see how light they are now, yeah. right? Like, barely visible. And they had gone, like, black. And that's a sign of adrenal insufficiency, wow. is your melanin mm-hmm. shoots up.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm almost 100% Irish, and I was tan.
Wow.
But, you know, like, I looked healthy to people, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah. Anyway, so my mom called right away. She brought me to the doctor. They drew blood. And sure enough, there it was. I had Addison's disease, like no adrenal function at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well, and I mean, that's an incredible story. And thank goodness you had people that were scientifically knowledgeable, health knowledgeable, mm-hmm. and had the, well, obviously they were in a crisis situation. They're like, we're going to figure this out, right? So they had the means and the know-how to do that. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine yeah. as a mother yourself yeah. watching your child, like, you know, is dying.
Yeah, and something's not right. So,
and she knew. So, yeah. Yeah. So I have my mom to thank for saving
yes,
my life.
And yeah, hail to the nurses out there. They are by far my favorite heroes forever. Okay, well, that's an incredible story, and we want to dig into more about this whole disease and what people are doing and what the foundation's doing, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning. You're back with Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live today, so if you want to check us out at Happy Hunterdon or search Happy to Help. And today we're talking with Erin Foley. She is the Vice President of the Board of Directors of the National Adrenal Diseases Foundation. And she just told us her heart-wrenching story about how she found out and got diagnosed finally with adrenal disease. And I think being a college student, all these kids are applying to college right now, and being a freshman in college, I'm sure people just thought, yeah, you're stressed out, you're away from home, you've got mono, you've got this, you've got that. And so luckily your mom used her resources to diagnose you correctly, because that's really 80% of the battle, right? It's just figuring out what's going on. But I'm definitely clueless about what the adrenal gland does and what, so maybe let's educate people about what its function is in the body and how maybe somebody could, the symptoms that maybe people are suffering from, they don't, and they're in the same boat you were in, is they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, sure. So the adrenal glands sit, there's two of them, they sit atop each of your kidneys. They're small. And they make hundreds of hormones, actually. I don't even know all of them. And in someone like me, with adrenal insufficiency, it's the core of the adrenal gland that stops working. It's in my case, it's an autoimmune disease, and I'd say the majority of cases are from autoimmune disease, but I can get into that a little bit more. The outside part of the adrenal gland in somebody with Addison's disease or adrenal insufficiency typically works fine. And I know before you had mentioned adrenaline to me before we started the show, and the adrenal glands are most known for making adrenaline, and they do. Mine still make adrenaline. So if I go on a roller coaster, I still get that rush, right? I still have the fight or flight hormone. So what the cortex does of the adrenal gland, it provides a stress combating hormone, but it's different than adrenaline. It's more your everyday kind of like fuel sort of idea, right? When you lose that, and that's the cortisol, cortex, cortisol, right, is the main hormone in there. But there's hundreds of others that we don't even replace. So we replace cortisol orally, primarily orally, with oral hydrocortisone. Most people take it either two or three times a day. In the last few years, we're starting to see use of insulin pumps for this. There's a lot of, you know, endocrinologists treat diabetes. They treat this too. And we're seeing some doctors go off label with the insulin pumps and use an emergency injectable solution that, like, for example, I have right here in my bag.
Like your own EpiPen kind of thing?
Yeah.
But for cortisol, not insulin. Right.
God forbid I get in a car accident. If I'm not unconscious, I can give it to myself, even if I wasn't injured. The stress of that is huge.
Yeah.
So the other hormone that we take typically, there's a lot of different types of adrenal disease.
Yeah, and I can range, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but people with the kind I have, which is autoimmune, typically have to replace aldosterone as well, which has some varying functions in the body, but the primary one that we usually talk about is it helps you maintain your electrolyte balance, so your salt, your potassium. Those keep your blood pressure up. So, for example, when I was walking to class at Penn State and I felt like I was going to pass out, it's because my blood pressure was so low that it made me like swoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's Addison's disease, or primary adrenal insufficiency is what a lot of people are trying to call it now. Because there's
mouthful.
Yeah. Or PAI.
Okay.
There's primary and then there's secondary. And secondary is becoming a lot more common now.
Wow.
Well, there's a reason for that. So secondary can either come from destruction of your pituitary gland, which is like the master of the endocrine system. And the job of the pituitary gland, it has a feedback loop with several of your endocrine organs, but feedback loop with the adrenals. When that feedback loop gets messed up, you get secondary adrenal insufficiency. And let me explain that a little bit better. So if your pituitary gland stops working, or you end up having it removed for, like, let's say you had cancer and you have it removed. Now you have secondary adrenal insufficiency because there's no gland to tell your adrenals to work. And now I need more cortisol. Now I need less. So you get secondary. And the other way that you get it is by confusing your adrenal and pituitary by overuse of steroid medications. And that's why we're seeing so many increases in the diagnoses of that.
And are steroid medications primarily for cancer patients or other things too?
No, it's for any kind of inflammation. You've probably heard of people getting their knees injected or their back injected. And quite honestly, one of the, well, probably the only really famous person who we know had this was John F. Kennedy.
Really?
And his family finally came out and let the doctors go back through his records. And somebody wrote a book on it.
Wow.
And I read it about 15 years ago, maybe 20, when it first came out. And it was fascinating. He had incredibly bad back problems from an accident of some sort.
Wasn't he in the war too? Didn't he, or something?
Yeah. He was in the war after.
Oh, okay.
So he had this back injury, and he was in college, and you know, being super wealthy, the Kennedys sent him to some specialist who's on like the cutting edge of treatment,
right?
And he actually sent him back to college with a set of scalpels.
Oh my God.
And
wow.
And it sounded like they were pellets that would dissolve, and they were pellets of hydrocortisone.
Wow.
And or maybe prednisone, but like, you know, yeah, some kind of steroid.
Yep.
And so, and I'm going off like 20 years ago memory of reading this book, but I don't know how often he had to do it, but basically he had to cut a little opening in his leg,
that is
pop
wild,
the pellet in there, and like put a Band-Aid over it, put tape, ew, over it, something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I don't think, right, I don't think it was even recognized back then that he had it, but
right,
if you remember, he always looked tan. Right?
Exactly.
He always,
no tanning
he always had that nice tan.
Oh my gosh.
And when you read this, you know, this book about, yes, when he was in the war and he almost drowned because whatever happened with his boat that he was on, and it was like a small, you know, I don't remember the details, but that would kill somebody with Addison's.
Wow.
And that's probably what happened.
Wow.
You know, like, was he just didn't have the stamina.
Wow.
But all that, you know, was
pushed under the rug.
Yep. Yeah. So it wasn't even revealed until,
wow,
like around 2000. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we'll have to go. I'll look up that book. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's secondary, okay, adrenal insufficiency.
Right, right, right. Because it's caused by the steroids. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's Cushing's disease, which is pretty much the opposite of Addison's disease. And it's when your adrenals overproduce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more common. And it can be caused by like a tumor on the adrenal gland.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can just be a genetic thing. But I think, recognize people with Cushing's disease,
really?
Like, you know, at the airport or, you know, out somewhere public. And it's got a very, typical, because it's physically visible,
mm-hmm,
they have typically like a rubber tire, mm-hmm, like an inner tube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Type of weight holding.
Uh-huh.
Women will have facial hair.
Wow.
They also have, male or female, they have what they call moon face. So it's almost like a mini rubber tire,
right,
like around here.
Oh, my
here.
Gosh. Wow.
Hair loss. So they're a little easier to spot, but they also have the fatigue. Oh, and they have high blood pressure.
Wow.
But a primary care doctor, any doctor who doesn't know and isn't looking for this.
Yeah.
Well, you have high blood pressure because you're overweight.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe not, you
know?
I know. So, and then there's a couple rare forms, more rare. I mean,
right.
Addison's disease is one in 100,000, I think. There's only about 40 to 50 million people with it in the world. So
it sounds like a lot.
Yeah. there's not that many, but
and where did Dr. Addison discover, was he an American physician or how, when did he discover it? Do you know?
You know, I should.
No,
I was just curious. Yeah.
So.
And I think he actually discovered it in dogs.
Wow.
It's very common in dogs.
Wow.
And in fact, I have found in my experience that veterinarian doctors know more about Addison.
Wow.
Sometimes than
that's crazy.
Yeah.
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 Why do dogs have it? Just because they have adrenal?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
I guess they're just lucky like me.
Oh, I know. Well, we all have our issues. I know some.
Yeah.
The other. Well, what about, do you know, so if you think it was caused by or triggered by an autoimmune something, do you, I mean, I know it was a long time ago. Do you have any idea or could it
oh,
just
yeah.
Been, oh, you do?
Yeah. No. I didn't want to, maybe we shouldn't spend too much time on
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we got to get to the foundation, but whatever. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, no, I did want to talk about that people with these adrenal diseases, at least the ones that are not cancer caused, not tumor caused,
right.
Tend to have, if it's autoimmune, like typically you don't have one autoimmune disease, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Right.
Most of the people that we talk to have hypothyroidism also, or something else, Hypothyroidism happens to be a very common connected one, and that's called Schmidt syndrome when you have both. Everything's named after the doctor who discovered it. I actually have autoimmune, okay, ready for a mouthful? Autoimmune polyglandular syndrome type 2.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that was actually discovered by Dr. Noel McLaren, who was my physician. He was at Cornell at the time, and he still practices endocrinology in New York. And I found him through a study he was doing, and he's, you know, he took me in. So he was great because he really knew the disease well.
And then he was able to help you.
Right. And so the syndrome I have includes type 1 diabetes. And that, in the beginning of my diagnosis period, was like my sole focus. You know, Addison seemed easy at the time. I popped a pill twice a day, you know, whatever. And now the more I've learned about it, and I swear I still learn something new, you know, every couple months about it. And like, oh, I never even connected that to my Addison. You know, and I have had Addisonian crises, which is another thing that I wanted to talk about. A crisis is when you end up, you go right back to the symptoms that started you out, right? So nausea, vomiting, low blood pressure, weakness. Some people can have, well, a lot of people have a brain fog that comes with it. And that's for some people, that's their first inclination, right? Like they're like, uh-oh. But if you don't learn to recognize those symptoms and treat them aggressively versus saying, you know, I need to just lie down for an hour and I'm going to be good to go. People tend to not want to take emergency doses because steroids are linked with weight gain. So, and that's kind of more of a personal theory. I know for myself, that was, you know, something I would think about, like, do I really need to take more? Cause I really don't want to, you know, gain 2 pounds overnight. But we see more young women die from this now than, and I think it's because of social media that we know about it more. The families, the friends, they search on the internet and they find us. And, you know, we always say, oh, I wish we knew them. Like, I wish they reached out before, you know, because we could have helped them. And that's something else that I really want to talk about is how we would help them, how we support people with adrenal disease and, you know, kind of how this all started from one woman's struggle to find help for herself.
Right. So do you want to talk about, we've got time, you want to tell that story?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So in 1985, give or take, there was a woman called Patty. I'll leave her last name out. But Patty lived on Long Island. And, you know, similar story, almost died, ended up catching it. But as she was, you know, recovering and working with her endocrinologist, whose name happens to be Dr. Paul Margulies and is still with the organization now. He's the medical director at its inception, and he's carried through all the way. So she's, you know, she convinced him to start this foundation with her and her husband. From what I understand, they lived in a pretty, I mean, all of Long Island is fairly wealthy, but they lived in a pretty wealthy part and had the means themselves to, you know, have the seed funding for this. And then they recruited their friends on Long Island to be on the board and be volunteers. And they all donated $10,000 each year, you know. But then, so when I was diagnosed, we went into New York to see an endocrinologist at Columbia Presbyterian. And his office manager, you know, executive assistant or whatever she was, gave my mom the National Adrenal Diseases Foundation newsletter. I have something I want to give you guys, you know. And I remember reading it front to back like three times, and I got in touch with them and I became a member and like, you know, I was diagnosed that freshman year in college and I'd be so excited when my mom would forward me the newsletter to school. And I'd, you know, sit down and read the whole thing right away. But anyway, so they had started that in like 1985 and I was diagnosed 1993. And I stayed connected to the organization and followed it and always, as I said, read the newsletters. And then when I graduated college, they were calling for new board members because Patty Gelman, oh, I did say her last name, but that's okay. Patty Gelman had passed away from breast cancer. Totally unrelated. Geez. Like completely unrelated. Yeah. So the organization was completely floundering because all of her friends and her husband, like, you know, her husband really didn't want anything to do with it much anymore because it reminded him of her. Yeah. And, you know, so we had a temporary executive director. We had no money. I was, you know, I had applied to be on the board and I was accepted and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm 24.
I know, but hey, you're invested. You're in it.
And so I went out to Long Island for my first board meeting and I walked out of there at age 24, president of the National Adrenal Diseases
Good for you.
Foundation.
Rock on.
So, I mean, I have some of the training that makes sense for it. I studied health policy and administration at college. You know, I did a lot of volunteering for the Diabetes Association and had worked on the nonprofit side already, so it did make sense. So I actually ran the organization then for several years until my son was born, and we brought on the current executive director, Melanie Wong, who is still the executive director now.
Good. Well, I'm sure pregnancy was a challenge too with a chronic health issue or no, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a very difficult pregnancy and some people with Addison's don't and some people do. Mm-hmm. Mine was exceptionally tricky because of the hypothyroidism and the diabetes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
yeah.
I almost died two or three times during my pregnancy. Oh. And then, it culminated in preeclampsia.
Oh, yeah.
And again, my mother.
Thank God for Mother's
Day. Yeah. It was Mother's Day. Oh. And I was living in California. My husband and I were living in California. And I called my mom. And it was, it was the evening. And my husband at the time was working for a minor league baseball team. And they would have these home game stretches, okay, of 10 days. And it was 10 days, 16-hour days. And he was exhausted, and he had fallen asleep on the couch. And so I was on the phone with my mom, and she says, you know, how are you feeling? And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, something's wrong. Like, and I can't tell what's wrong, but I have a doctor's appointment the day after tomorrow. So, you know. And she's like, well, tell me what feels wrong, you know. And it felt like the baby, like, dropped. And, like, I had a thickening in my stomach, kind of. And I just felt weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, have you checked your blood pressure? And I never even thought to do that.
Oh.
I did have a blood pressure cuff, though.
Right.
And I had a manual blood pressure cuff because my mom was a nurse and she taught me how to use it. Mm-hmm. And I knew how to use it. Mm-hmm. So I did, except for that I wasn't even pumping it high enough. And I was getting a high reading. And, you know, long story short, ended up talking with the labor and delivery, and they brought me straight in. They said, don't go to the emergency room. We want you to come straight up. If you need a wheelchair, ask for one at the front, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
I get in, and in like a hot second, I'm on monitors. They're telling me I'm being admitted because the preeclampsia was so bad. My blood pressure was like 195 over like 120, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was very close to having a stroke.
Ugh. I know, yeah. The preeclampsia is dangerous. And that's pretty, unfortunately, pretty common, too. I think a lot of, I mean, I know a lot of people dealt with
preeclampsia. It's pretty common, yeah. Especially in women who are, like, over 35, I think. But, yes, so difficult pregnancy. But you don't have to have if you're, it doesn't automatically.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So just, wow. Yeah, I'm learning so much about health and everything. And I always tell people, and I say this every day, health is wealth. Right? You got to take care of yourself. And so many people are clueless about, you got to pay attention to your intuition, and you got to pay attention, not when just something goes wrong, just kind of pay attention to how you're feeling and what you're doing. And, you know, cause you got to know your body, but I know it, you know, it's distracting but it's really important. So anyway, all right, well, we're going to take another quick break and then we will be back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 & Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 & Chamber Radio. We're also on Facebook Live at Happy 100 & And if you look on Facebook Live, you'll see that Aaron and I are both wearing our National Adrenal Diseases Foundation blue ribbons because April is National Adrenal Disease Awareness Month. And really quickly, I want to talk about the mission of the National Adrenal Diseases Foundation. And it informs, educates, and supports those with adrenal disease and their families to improve their quality of life. The goals are to stop death from undiagnosed Addison's disease. Number two, to improve life quality of those who suffer from adrenal disease. And number three, to promote the study of adrenal disease to improve treatment and find cures. So Erin Foley's who we're talking with today, she's definitely been, she's dealt with adrenal disease for a number of years. She's the vice president of the board of directors of the foundation. And she's going to talk about how people can get involved. You can volunteer, help out. And why don't you start with the website? Is it NADF.com or?
It's actually NADF.us.
Okay.
And anybody who's listening, who suspects themselves or anyone else, can in their, you know, world has some kind of adrenal disease, is, you know, will find just a vast amount of information on the website, about all of the different diseases. there's a few that I didn't even mention. Mm-hmm. And there's a spot on there to donate if anybody would like to donate. Every dollar makes a difference.
To go to research?
So we're just getting to the point where we're starting to be able to support some research. But we are, you know, primarily supported by our own members. Mm-hmm. And that's hard because a lot of our members can not only work full time, but like, you know, there's a few people out there on the one end of the spectrum, like that run marathons. And, you know, like there's a gentleman, in Europe who does biking, like, you know, and, but the other end of the spectrum, which tends to be kind of like heavier on,
yeah,
is the middle to the other end. There's a lot of people who can't work. And we did, you know, when I was the executive director, I did an ability to work survey, and, you know, the results came back. I was shocked, you know, and I see on a Facebook group that is not run by NADF, but I will also mention it because I find it to be very helpful. But for the people on Facebook, it's Adrenal Disease Support Group, and they're just a self-run group, but it's international, and I've learned so much on there from other people, but I've also learned how many people are on disability because of this. So people always say to me, like, what? You look so healthy, you know, and, you know, maybe not so much now that I'm over 40, but when I was, you know, in my 20s, and I was like the picture of good health, and here I was with this like debilitating disease. But so if you go to the website, you could donate. It's so helpful to us. One of the things, though, that we are supporting now is the establishment of a registry of adrenal disease patients. Oh. And that's being done. We have had the privilege of having a doctor on our board for the last several years. And Liz Reagan is at National Jewish Health. She's an associate professor there. She's an MD, PhD, and she started this registry that is going to follow a longitudinal cohort of patients with specifically adrenal insufficiency. And so anyone out there that's listening to, if you have adrenal insufficiency already, I know I've advertised this radio show through NADF. So anybody who's listening didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. You should contact NADF, and our email address is on the website at NADF.us, and we're really hoping to learn a lot by tracking these people, and they're still recruiting, I believe, for that. So
right. Yeah. And if somebody wants to volunteer, how would they help the foundation by volunteering?
Yeah, so we are primarily run as a volunteer organization. We have 3 part-time employees. Two of them have adrenal disease. So again, there's, you know, it's like working with a compromised immune system, and like sometimes you can't, sometimes you can, sometimes you halfway.
Right.
So our volunteers are really, you know, the heart and soul of what we do. They run our support groups. The board is very, very hands-on, very active. And, you know, two of our board members worked closely with the executive director and the president over this last year to redo all of our brochures. One of our board members does some graphic design work for us. The husband of the executive director does the website.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a typical nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
You're
So we're always looking for help in any way. You know, doing a small fundraiser and sending the $100 in, like, that helps.
Or getting the word out, things like that.
Getting the word out, being aware.
Or I'm thinking with all the emphasis on STEM, this would be just a great project or involvement for a high school kid or a college kid who's in a biology major, pre-med major, that wants to just like dive right into some research or learning more about the health and wellness. And I mean, it's got so many avenues between the diabetes and the autoimmune, which is rampant, right, in the world today. So any kind of kid wanting to get something, their feet wet with something that's maybe a pre-med or a STEM kid.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of research is so sadly small.
Right.
It's so small. And the problem is that our medications are all generic now. Mm-hmm. No one cares about us. We're like this big of a population and they make no money off of us.
I'm not saying they could do research as a pre-med student, but they could get involved in the organization and help, you know, helping with awareness doing a fundraiser.
I mean, we need help revamping our website, so we would love a volunteer for that.
Techie.
Yeah, I mean, we have support groups all over the country. All of them always need help because they're all run by people with adrenal disease, and they all need help. So, you know, if anyone was to come forth through the website, you know, put in the subject line, you know, I want to volunteer. We will find something.
I think that's sometimes, for me, I think that's the best type of volunteering, because yes, you can show up the soup kitchen and I think that's rewarding and I love doing that. But using your creativity and talking to people and delving into a subject, I love the freedom on some of the volunteer opportunities to kind of, you know, rise up to the occasion and do what needs to be done instead of, you know, a rote assignment, which is fine too. It's there's both ways to do it.
Yeah, and there certainly is probably a research project out there for a college student, like you know, literature review or something like that, if they're into that kind of thing. Or maybe we can connect them with Liz, who's doing the registry program. There's tons of different,
or a tip things. Sheet or a I mean, any kind of
thing. The tip sheet thing, I mean, we have a laundry list of support information on the website, and a lot of that is highly useful for people every day. How to, you know, inject yourself in an emergency, which we didn't even really talk about, but, you know, you have to be able to inject yourself or have a family member willing to do it in an emergency. Things like that, things to make sure you're traveling with. You know, all kinds of, like, what do you do to prep for a colonoscopy because you can't stop taking your meds? Like, So, there's lots of tips on there. All the support group links are on there. We've got a new support group coordinator who's, like, you know, nationally over all of them to try to share learnings across the support groups and be there for the leaders, like, you know, what do they need? How can we help them as the National Foundation? And the support groups are awesome. I mean, to meet another person that suffers from this is, it's life-changing.
Well, yeah, that's, we all just want to know we're not alone, right?
Yeah.
In whatever we're going through. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are they, do they meet in different, in real time, in real life?
They do. They do. Not so much anymore as often. But I think some of them have virtual meetings.
Yeah.
And they do tend to, like, email with each other.
Nice.
So they're there locally or semi-locally.
Yeah. Well, they
don't know. If somebody needs them. Like, and you'll hear about, oh, so-and-so from the whatever support group sent a message that, you know, another so-and-so was admitted to the hospital and they're heading up. You know, they'll drive a couple hours to see one another in the hospital. So, you know, it's a fairly tight-knit community because we're small and we are few and far between.
Yeah. But you're finding each other, which is key, right?
Yeah, and social media has been huge.
Yeah.
I can't even... I mean, people can bash social media all they want, but it's...
No, you just can't be consumed by it. You got to use it for what it's meant to.
It's been a game changer for us. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I've learned so much. I hope people have learned so much. And maybe there's some people that really learned that maybe these symptoms that they're having are, maybe this is something you can check out or get tested for. And again, this is Erin Foley with the National Adrenal Diseases Foundation, and the website is nadf.us. And there's all kinds of tips and tricks on there. There's the Facebook group. And any parting words before we sign off today?
No, just thank you for having me, and thank you everyone who listened today. Really appreciate it, and appreciate you checking out the website. I actually also have a donate through Facebook link on my own Facebook page, and I can maybe try to post that to your page.
Definitely.
With the recording.
Yeah, for sure.
Remember, keep your eyes out and, for the signs and symptoms, because you could help save a life, actually.
Well said. Thank you, Erin.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are demanding the release of the full report from special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller.
Not a substantially redacted synopsis, but the full report and the underlying evidence.
That's Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler. But Republicans, including Doug Collins, say the Attorney General Bill Barr's position on this is clear.
The Attorney General's entire mandate is to enforce the law, and he's expressly forbidden from providing grand jury outside the department in a very limited and narrow exceptions.
The panel has just voted along party lines to issue a subpoena for all those materials if the AG does not turn them over soon. Payroll processor ADP says the economy added 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 analysts had forecast. The government's jobs report's due Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 2-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Former FBI Director James Comey says Attorney General William Barr deserves the benefit of the doubt when it comes to releasing the findings of the Russia investigation. Comey says the probe into Russian meddling in the election and any Trump campaign ties to the Kremlin had to be conducted.
You should have fired all of us if we didn't investigate what we learned in the summer of 2016 when we got smoke, not fire, but smoke that Americans might have assisted the Russian effort. We had to investigate that, and no serious person could think otherwise. And it was done in a serious way, and it reached a serious result that now we all ought to get transparency on.
Authorities say a fire at a chemical plant outside of Houston is now contained. People are safe to go outdoors, says the EPA's Rachel Moreno.
No detectable or actionable detectable items in the air as of right now.
Fire crews are still trying to keep the fire from spreading to other chemical tanks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290.